This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, and to find out how you can volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Read and recorded by David Barnes, London, April 2006. Fables for the Frivolous by Guy Wetmore Carroll. The Confiding Peasant and the Maladroit Bear. A peasant had a docile bear, a bear of manners pleasant, and all the love she had to spare she lavished on the peasant. She proved her deep affection plainly. The method was a bit ungainly. The peasant had to dig and delve, and as his class are apt to, when all the whistles blew at 12, he ate his lunch and napped too. The bear, a careful outlook keeping, the while her master lay a-sleeping. And thus the peasant slept one day, the weather being torrid. A gnat beheld him where he lay, and lit upon his forehead. And thence, like all such winged creatures, proceeded over all his features. The watchful bear, perceiving that the gnat lit on her master, resolved to light upon the gnat, and plunge him in disaster. She saw no sense in being lenient, when stones lay round her, most convenient. And so a weighty rock she aimed, with much enthusiasm. "Oh, law!" the startled gnat exclaimed, and promptly had a spasm. A natural proceeding this was, considering how close the miss was. Now by his dumb companion's pluck, which caused the gnat to squall so, the sleeping man was greatly struck, and by the boulder also. In fact, his friends who idolized him remarked they hardly recognized him. Of course, the bear was greatly grieved, but being just a dumb thing, she only thought, "I was deceived, but still I did hit something," which showed this masculine achievement had somewhat soothed her deep bereavement. The moral, if you prize your bones, beware of females throwing stones. The end of The Confiding Peasant and the Maladroit Bear.